This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for one of those things where we're supposed to make a situation better, but we usually make it somehow worse.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Song yet?
I think you guys need to burn them on like a CD for me, and I can play them in my car on the way home.
Tiak, what are we tackling?
Once again, we have a lovely couple today, lovely. Alyssa and Sean, and they just came in with some inheritance money. We're gonna help them spend it.
Woo! Yeah.
Or not?
Oh no.
Wow.
I kind of sandbagged there.
Such
on that.
A roller coaster. Alyssa won the toss. She gets to go first. Alyssa?
Hey, guys. Yay!
Yay! What's going on?
Well, guys, my father recently passed away.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, it was tough, but he was sick for a while, so, you know, it's okay. He's better. You know, it was painful. But, I mean, the reason I'm calling is because my dad left me a lot of inheritance money.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Like, you said that with a lot of emphasis on that. That sounds like a lot. You don't have to tell us how much, but.
Definitely don't tell us how much. That's weird.
Really?
Yeah, don't ask her.
We don't need to know.
You're not the person who's at least a little bit curious on how much she's got.
It's a lot. I'm not happy for her, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a lot of money. Sorry, we tangented. Like, this is serious. And what's the problem?
Well, so my father was always a penny pincher. My whole life, his whole life, he saved all his money. Up until his death. And
a lot. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like he would eat tomato and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Gross.
For supper. He just would, yes, save money.
Okay.
And he never did anything like fun. He never lived with it.
Mm.
So now he's given it to me, and I just want to spend it in the way my dad never got a chance to do. You know, I want to buy a nice car and go on like a long vacation. I just want to truly enjoy the money that he worked and sweated for his whole life.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he never enjoyed his money. I want to bring it to life, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I completely understand.
Wait.
Let's get his side in here. I know already.
You have judgment in your tone.
I know I do, because I already. Sean.
Yay.
Yay.
What do you want to do with the money?
We got to save it and invest it, because the way the money's going in the economy, we needed to have it later.
We need to have it making interest so we have it later, not blowing it now on a car that loses half of its value when it leaves the lot, on a vacation the kids won't even remember. It's a waste.
Okay. It sounds to me like you're very much like her father was.
Well, look, I think the best way to honor someone's passing is if he was, I mean, he was blessed enough to leave us with this money. And he has money because he was good with money. The lesson that he leaves us for us is to continue being good with money. And that's the best way for us to honor his life.
Sean sounds like my fiance.
To keep saving it because that's what he would have wanted.
That he would have done?
Do.
Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, Erica?
It's not Sean's
money. Oh, no, 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 no,
no. It's not Sean. That is not Sean's dad.
I don't. Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter, though, because if it goes to Alyssa and she's married, unless they have a prenup.
No, I do. I will say this. I think Erica's right in a legal sense. Like, inheritance does.
Stay you don't need with a, the child.
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean, are you going to do, when you get married, Erica, are you going to go, this is mine, that's yours?
No, but I think that it's not really fair for Sean to say, well, we have to invest it when that wasn't his dad.
He gets a say as a spouse.
He could have opinions. I'm sorry, Sean. I actually really find you wonderful, but...
Wow. 303-222-5423. That's the number to call if you want to yell directly at Erica, or...
Bring it on.
I mean, you can pick a side on the Great Mate Debate, mm-hmm. or you can tell her, like, I understand what you're saying. In a black and white world, everything you're saying is right. But relationships are nuanced. No,
but so someday, right? I'm getting married.
Yeah.
Someday when one of our parents passes. I don't think, say it was my fiancé's.
Do they have money?
There will be inheritance. I don't think I get much of an opinion of what we do with that.
I think if your marriage is good, you absolutely do. It's like,
yeah, and I'm not married yet. Yeah. So maybe that's why I don't know.
I didn't get this money. Alyssa, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'm going to just ask you point blank. Do you feel like you just got an inheritance, or do you feel like you and Sean got an inheritance?
Well, I mean, in my dad's will, it was to me.
That's not what I asked you. I asked you, if you find $5 on the ground and you're walking with Sean, is that your $5? Or is that your?
That is so different.
Yeah.
It's not. Well, because can I say why? Can I say why? I'll say why. When I was married, I made more than her. That was our money. Oh, but I was working for that money. But that's, oh, no. That, like, it's our money. Any money that comes into a marriage, in my opinion, is our money.
I agree completely. Yeah. If my wife gets a raise, well, now we have more money as a,
yes.
She's not like, well, we have this much and then I have.
She doesn't suddenly
this much
go,
extra.
Oh, I have a bigger dress budget.
Because then you never grow as a, because then what if then I get a raise? And we're like, well, now this is my money. And then now it feels like you're still separated, you know? So I'm with you.
I'm with you on salary. I'm not with inheritance.
That's your,
and I'm sure that doesn't make sense, but
no, it does, because that was your dad. But it's like, I don't know. Just all of a sudden, I'm just gonna say, all of a sudden, $1 million shows up. She said a lot, so I'm gonna say it's $1 million or more. All of a sudden, $1 million shows up. I think you're straining your relationship if you go, well, I wonder what I'm gonna do with my money.
She's saying that she wants to take their family on trips and buy cars and live with the money. I think it's a beautiful sentiment, actually. But
to not honor dad and the way he got.
No, but to be like, he didn't get to live with this, so I'm going to like live and make memories that our kids and us will remember. Am I right, Alyssa?
Absolutely. That's it. I think that my father sort of sat in from fear, too. And he died too young, and life is way, way, way too short to not live.
I agree, and I know a lot of people are going to call and go, here's a compromise, take half and do this. Mm. But we, like, and
a
I think...
A compromise is the answer.
It is probably the answer, but what I wanted to hear from people and go, is it dishonoring her father to not save it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, because who are you to go, he didn't know good enough how to spend the money. Like, I'll show him. Like, because he wouldn't have had the money if he bought nice cars and vacations,
sure.
Like, then you wouldn't have. So I don't know. I'm torn.
And the other question that I have, you guys, hang on. We're going to talk behind your back even more. The other question I have is Erica, like, I understand on paper that he doesn't have a say, but he absolutely should. It's,
yeah. If we're talking about a black or white, no, he doesn't. But if we're talking about a gray area, a compromise is in the cards.
Well, so if he doesn't, I mean, does the money just go in like a separate account? And then she's just like, is like, oh, I have my car and like, I'll have my bottle of wine and I'll have my, because I'm like
that's
rich
the way,
now. And
I you, need to, can like, I get your fiance's number? Because I need to warn him about some stuff.
No, I feel like he would understand my point of view. And maybe,
he wants it on that money.
Maybe like,
whatever
I'm
you
wrong.
Say, all right. Where does the money go? Who gets a say? 303-222-5423.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigators Later.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a gray maid debate between Alyssa and Sean. Her father recently passed, which is bad, but he did leave a bunch of money for them. And she's like, let's just blow it.
And may we remind you that Alyssa and Sean are married.
Yeah, they're married. Married, have kids. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, but the reason he had all that money is because he saved it his whole life. He just never spent it on anything.
Erica, this is a part where we're recapping. So he's just recapping.
Yeah.
You feel like he's taking a side.
I do.
But
feel
he's
like
just recapping. Would you like to recap something?
Well, my recap was, just to be clear, you said that the father left money for them. The father left money for his daughter,
yes,
who is married.
A lot of the texters want to make sure it's clarified. Inheritance is not shared. It goes to her. Unless
for sure.
It's in a
like in a legal sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
In
yeah.
a legal sense. I have already. What do you do in a court of law? I will
conceded.
Stipulate. I
mm-hmm.
I will stipulate that that's true. I think
oh,
if that's the way you think, I'm just saying, if that's the way you think, you're not going to be married long.
I agree.
Whoa. Lori?
I.
Ooh, that was tragic.
I know I was. Sorry.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side, baby. I'm on her side. Her dad worked his entire life for that money, and he specifically left it for his child. That is her decision to make. He came into the marriage long after that relationship was already established. So I'm on her side. You can't take it with you. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, but Lori, do you think, like me as a father, like if I would hope that my kids learned the lessons of me? And like when I give them the money, that they follow in my footsteps mm-hmm. with that money?
What would that be?
Well, with me, it's different. It's blowing on booze
and
hookers.
Things. No.
Blow it. I'm saying enjoy it.
Enjoy
Don't
it.
Blow it. Enjoy it.
Okay.
That is two different things.
Okay.
I think you can do both, kind of be smart with it and also enjoy it.
Let's keep going here. Michelle?
Hi.
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 Whose side are you on?
I don't have a side.
Oh.
I think since they're a married couple and I think her husband cares about her father as well, that they should both be together on deciding that the money is important since they're married and they have a future together. Because you never know that one of them can be sick and they do have children, that they should invest some of the money. And at the same time, to honor her dad, since he never really lived to enjoy his life, that they should use some of that money and go on vacation and, you know, buy her a car, a nice car, and do something together with family. And
because, like, here's the thing. I don't mean to get weird, but, like, I recently lost my father. Mm-hmm. And let's pretend he left me a bunch of money.
Okay.
And I'm like, cool, I'm going to go out and buy a car. I've had my eye on this Audi this whole time. I love Audis. My dad was a Ford man through and through. I'm not honoring him if I go buy an Audi. I'm not. And, yeah.
And
when I'm
you
like,
put it that way.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, can we're all I just like, oh, you honor him by blowing his money.
Can I ask a dumb question, though?
What?
Like, and I don't know, it's harsh. Do you have to honor them?
Ooh.
They're not around.
My question was, is there anything that your dad wishes he could have done in his life? In this hypothetical scenario.
Yeah.
That then.
Maybe, well, but he didn't want to do a lot. But so I just think it would be really weird of me to go and buy a foreign car with my dad's money.
I'm sure he would want you to do whatever you want to do, whether or not he agrees with it. He wants you to be happy.
The tides are turning with Aaron.
No, it's not.
You don't know my dad.
You don't know my dad. Like, no way. My dad would be like, what are you doing? Like, if your dad was anti-drug and you went like, I bought a dispensary.
Okay,
what?
That.
No. Okay, I'm not talking about that, like the extremes. Like,
but I think my dad.
I don't think he would care about the kind of car you
I
got.
Think he absolutely would. My dad would be like, that's not made in America, man.
Come around, kick the tires for sure.
Yes. Jose.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side. So I was in the same situation, got a big portion of money from her grandpa. But I'm a little bit on the husband's side as well. Just we were able to invest in some properties and also go on a vacation. But I definitely am on the wife's side. Enjoy the money. Life is short.
But what if life isn't short? Oops. And you don't have any money left at the end. Oops.
You never know. But
keep
that's
working.
Why
you don't quit your working. Job.
Yes. But that's why I'm on the husband's side a little bit as well. We were able to invest in some properties and get some income that way, but it, you know, spend
good for you, Jose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Let's get one more in here. Diego.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Man, I am on the wife side.
Sean was the wife, I think, right?
The defeat in Slacker as this has gone on.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's just that Eric has taken a victory lap and it's driving me a little bit nuts.
Yeah. But I'll do it again.
Okay. Why, though? Why? If you know your dad was a penny pincher, are you disrespecting his memory by just blowing the money? That's all I'm asking.
Not really, because he lived the life that he chose with the money. So he made a decision. Now that he has an inheritance, she has a decision to live with the money, a decision to not spend it or to spend it.
All right, thanks, man. looks like we're out of time. Do we did everybody, I mean, am I correct? It's
no, there was someone, there's quite a few texters actually on Sean's side as well. Someone said, have you heard of the third generation curse by the third generation? All family fortune has been spent, and this woman is the reason.
Hmm. Mm, wow.
But if we're going by the phones, Alyssa, enjoy your new car. And
thank you.
Like,
I'm so mad
because it's just, and then Aaron goes, do we even have to honor him? You're right.
I think, no, and I do think, because obviously I've lost family members too. Yeah. You want to honor them. You don't have to tie yourself down to that, though.
Like, forever.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I'm sure they would want you to go live, have fun, go on a vacation with the money, but also invest it.
All right, so we're compromising, and Erica has her first great mate debate win over Slacker.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.